Welcome back to the Detroit Golf Club. We're here for the Delta Dental Pro-Am here at the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Exciting times out here. There's so many great opportunities for you, your family, your friends to have a great experience coming out today for the Pro-Am, for the Rocket Mortgage Classic that starts with the first round tomorrow. Waffle Cafe Detroit is one of those experiences that you're not going to want to miss. Just outstanding cuisine. An unbelievable experience. We have Kim Freeman with us now. It's great to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
Now tell me a little bit what the Rocket Mortgage Classic means to the folks on Livernois, means to the businesses in Detroit.
Yeah. So first of all, it's an honor to be a part of this, and we're super excited. For us, it's the part about the partnership, about the support, and just being able to be a part of something so amazing and. You know, so we're excited about that, and we appreciate, Rocket and MasterCard,
yeah.
You know. And so we just look forward to, continuing to build partnerships and growing and all of that great stuff.
And we can try some of this on the course, of course, when the Rocket Mortgage Classic is going on.
Absolutely.
Where do folks go for your establishment?
So we are at the 313. Actually in Detroit.
Right.
Okay, so I'm sorry. We're located on Livernois, 18685 Livernois.
Okay.
We're right before you get to 7 Mile, across the street from CVS. So we're easy to find.
Easy to find. I heard a rumor last year when the storms were whipping through, a lot of folks found shelter over in your area.
Under the awning, yeah.
Right?
During
and
the Classic last year. Yes, yeah. That's true. And they actually ended up coming in. So.
Right.
So it worked out.
When we come back to the course, you are, I believe, over in the Grove area. The
yes.
Area 313.
Yes.
An exciting spot for folks to go. It's kind mm-hmm. of laid back. We have picnic tables out there.
Mm-hmm.
There are some activations. Rocket Mortgage has theirs out there. Sort of a fun place to get away from the competition and just chill out and have some great food.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. We have some great items there. Our strawberry cheesecake waffle, which we brought by today.
Strawberry cheesecake waffle.
Strawberry cheesecake waffle. It's our number one seller.
Okay.
Yeah, and it has actual cheesecake on it, fresh strawberries, our whipped cream. And
I will be getting into that one here after the show's over.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. What other types of cuisine do you have, of food?
So we have, we have our chicken bites. We just brought a few different things to get people to try. We have our lavender lemonade, which is one of our number one sellers, watermelon and regular. If you stop by the cafe, we have everything from a loaded baked potato waffle to a Jay's French toast, which is our French toast waffle. So we have a lot of different things. We have catfish bites.
Catfish bites, that would be good.
Yeah.
Right?
They're amazing.
Are you a golf fan at all?
I am, actually. Okay. I grew up golfing. My grandmother happened to be a founder of one of the first female golf leagues.
Tell me more about that.
Yeah, so it was called the Tri-Par Golferettes, and they started out of the post office, I believe, the United States Post Office downtown. But this was several years ago. I'm not exactly sure of the year, but she's the one that started me golfing. I started when I was about 10 or 11.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been out this year yet.
Okay.
But,
but I haven't been out much either myself.
But I do love it. I love to watch it. We grew up watching golf because she loved it. She eventually wanted to kind of go pro. That's how much she loved it. And she traveled all over.
I live over by Rackham Golf Course, which is one of the city courses. It's where a lot of history has gone through that course. It's designed by Donald Ross, same as Detroit Golf Club.
Yeah.
This event is very proud of its connection with diverse fans, with opportunities, with growing. I think as you look at our fan shop, the creativity that goes into that, and the vendors that are there having you and Waffle Cafe on the course, they're all opportunities that bring us together as people.
Absolutely.
And we were talking in the segment earlier how Detroit just seems to be loving each other a little bit more right now.
I agree.
The draft and this event.
Yeah.
We care about each other, and I think that's an important component to having a healthy community.
I agree. I mean, honestly, where I'm located right now, I grew up in that area. I went to the schools over there, and so, I was really excited to bring my business back into Detroit. So it was something that I look forward to because I love my city. You know, I love where I'm from. The old saying, don't ever forget where you come from. So I believe in that. And I do agree. I think that what's happening right now in the city of Detroit is great. You know, it's been a long time coming, But it's great, and I'm excited to be a part of it. Waffle Cafe is excited to be a part of it, and you know, we just appreciate being included in all of the great things that are happening here.
I think that's an important thing you say. When folks think of Detroit, so many times their mind or their thought process is downtown. It's like a
right.
very small Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
It is seeing things change mostly for the positive, whether it's, you know, the impact on the digital divide, the impact on businesses that are in different areas across the entire city.
Right.
Got a long ways to go.
Yeah.
But we're making a lot of progress.
Yeah. But it's a start.
It's a start.
Right.
And that's all you can do. It's like we use a moniker called live, work, and play. It's how, wherever you live, do you live, work, and play in a positive way?
Absolutely. And, absolutely. I like that.
Yeah, that's right.
Very cool. Yeah.
It's Dan Gilbert's. I took it from him. So, I can't thank you enough for joining us. It's,
yeah, thank you for having
Waffle
me.
Waffle Cafe, Detroit.
Waffle Cafe, Detroit.
On Livernois, but this week we're right out here on the Rocket Mortgage Classic Detroit Golf Club.
We'll see you there.
Yeah, we'll see you there. Thank you. Appreciate having you on.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Mike, going back to the studio, are you ready to come out and have some of this strawberry cheesecake waffle?
Can
I bring you one of those?
I'm lactose intolerant, so I'll have the waffle, and you can have the strawberry cheesecake. We can split it. It sounds delicious.
It looks quite amazing. Dave's here. Look, he's hovering over it. He's ready to pounce on some of this. But
that's good. It keeps Dave from breaking away from the broadcast and getting onto the golf course before he's done.
But isn't it great, Dave, having Kim here on the course, where you go to an event and it's not the typical hot dog that you're going to get at an event. You're being able to try some things that are trademarks, I guess, of our city.
This is impressive. What she brought in here is it looks very good. We may have a battle at the commercial break at who's going to get to eat this, Mark.
Kim will split it in one third and two thirds.
I'm just very intrigued to see what kind of other variations there are at a waffle cafe, because I'm a big waffle guy myself.
Kim, give them some thoughts on different variations.
Absolutely. Well, like I said, we have our loaded baked potato waffle. We have a chicken bacon ranch waffle, which is a savory batter, actually. The batter is a ranch batter on top. There's chicken bites drizzled with our ranch dressing and bacon. We have a buffalo chicken waffle that is absolutely amazing. It has a cha-cha chipotle batter.
Wow.
What a flavor profile that must have.
Right. You know what? It's really good, and it actually is a favorite of a lot of people. It has our buffalo chicken bites on it. It has a spicy pickle and a hot honey on top.
Wow. Mark, I'm going to need that ranch waffle she was talking about.
I just want the cha-cha sauce. It sounds all very delicious. When you come out to the Rocket Mortgage Classic, make sure you stop out there. You'll come through the entrance. You turn left. You'll be right there in the Grove. And it's the place to go before, during, or after your day out here at the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Appreciate having you all with us. Thank you, Kim Freeman, Waffle Cafe Detroit. We'll be by a few times during the week. And to all of our listeners, we'll be back here on Focus right after this short message.